Steve Thomas stands on the hillside at Kunde Vineyards in Kenwood, where he directs operations.
Some of the vineyard you're looking at is over 128 years old. There's a creek down there, seasonal creek.
He's showing me the straw mulch they spread this winter and the cover crop that sprouted quickly once the rains came. The crop has
various grasses plus some clovers in it. The theory being the grasses germinate really quickly and give you the cover, and the clovers give you some additional kind of organic matter, but it's a erosion control mix that tends to get out quick and go. And so, yes, all these hills were seeded.
It's part of the steps the winery is taking to prevent dirt from washing into their stream. The Sonoma Creek and Napa River watersheds are home to animals listed for special protection, like the threatened Chinook salmon and steelhead trout, and the endangered California freshwater shrimp. These species are being damaged, scientists say, by the sediment washing into the river. To address the problem, the Regional Water Board released draft legislation last fall, known as the Agricultural Waiver. It lays out a plan for reducing erosion from vineyards. A similar law for cattle grazing is already in place. By and large, the grape-growing community wasn't happy with the proposed regulations, says Nick Fry of the Sonoma County Wine Grape Commission.
Growers are concerned about water quality just like the regional board. So we have a common objective to reduce impacts on fish. But this regulation isn't one of us sitting down together and say, how can we address this problem and do it in a cost-effective manner?
The law has many facets, requiring growers to prepare property-wide conservation plans, among other things. But its most expensive component, and possibly the most important, deals with dirt roads. Kara Heckert is from the local Resource Conservation District.
One of the major sources of sediment, really in Northern California and the whole North Coast, is fine sediments coming off of rural roads.
Under the proposed waiver, vineyards would have needed to estimate how much dirt was washing from roads into the watershed and repair problem areas. That means hiring hydrologists and engineers. And the cost of fixing roads? Thomas from Kunde doesn't like to think about it.
I can tell you that road maintenance on properties is hugely expensive. I mean, you're from Sonoma County. The county can't even keep the roads decent, right?
In the proposal, the Water Board said 75% of on-vineyard improvements would be paid with public funding. But Heckert, at the Resource Conservation District, believes that's not realistic.
In our experience from being a grant-funded agency, we don't see those kind of dollars out there in the state economy right now. I think it would be quite a burden on the growers.
The RCD and many other organizations submitted letters of public comment. Most industry representatives and government officials expressed concern about cost and parts of the waiver that seemed to duplicate existing regulations. Three of the submitted letters were from the Living Rivers Council. This Napa-based environmental protection group questioned, among other things, the exclusion of small, low-slope vineyards and some of the legal basis of the waiver. Early this month, the Water Board announced it was canceling its mid-month public hearing and putting the waiver on hold until further notice. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.